for the weekend.
With few pricing opportunities in the near term, the market is telling farmers to store soybeans. North Dakota State University Extension crops economist Frayne Olson says storage costs must be part of that decision.
Obviously, there's the cost of actually owning the facility, but we also have an opportunity cost of capital. The fact that we've got the grain in the bin, that grain has value. We're not able to take that cash flow and pay off bills, and we've got to borrow money to do that, is a cost, and we have to recognize that cost. There's also the potential cost for drying cost and for shrink, also the potential that the grain may go out of condition, so we're going to have some spoilage and wastage along the way. So we need to make sure that we calculate all those costs and make sure we include everything and compare that to what is the market offering us for being paid for this storage opportunity.
The amount of soybeans pre-priced varies depending on location. Speaking at an ag credit conference in Fargo, Olson says 40 to 50% of the soybeans in southeastern North Dakota were pre-priced.
But as we move kind of northern and western regions from the east here, that percentage drops off fairly quickly. And part of it was because we missed some rains. There's areas in the state that didn't have the rainfall, concerns about how many bushels we're actually going to be able to produce and therefore how many we can sell. So as we get further north and west, it drops off. Again, in talking to a handful of elevators, 20 to 30% of the soybeans were pre-priced. So it varies a lot across the region, but that also has some implications on what do farmers do next. Are you going to sell some wheat to generate some cash flow? Are you going to sell some corn? How do we manage this current conditions?
Olson says there are pricing opportunities for a new crop 2019 corn and soybeans.
For many growers, this